It was 50 years ago today, the Beatles released what is arguably their best album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here's Paul McCartney on what the critics were saying about the Beatles when they were recording the album.
Just before Sgt. Pepper, the critics had written us off. At that point, they said, oh, they've dried up, you know, they're not going to come out with anything new ever again. So we were, guess what? We got something coming, and you're going to blow your tiny minds.
The idea for the album came to Paul McCartney somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean.
It was going to be boring to just make another Beatles album. We'd stopped touring. We now have this huge, liberated opportunity. We could do anything we wanted. I went on a trip to America and came back and had this idea on the plane. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It was all very Uncle Joe's medicine show with dancing bears and Elixir of Life, you know, those kind of jokey titles. Then everything about the album will be imagined from the perspective of these people. So it doesn't have to be us. It doesn't have to be the kind of song you want to write. It could be the song they might want to write.
Considered to be one of rock's first concept albums, John Lennon said nothing could be further from the truth.
It doesn't go anywhere. Mr. Kite, all my contributions have absolutely nothing to do with this idea of Sgt. Pepper and his band. But it works, because we said it worked, and that's how it appeared.
While Ringo Starr was glad to be a part of Sgt. Pepper, his biggest memory from those sessions wasn't the music that he helped make.
It took a long time. And it took longer for me because I would do the basic backing track with the drums. And then it would be days or weeks, even months sometimes, to come back to the track and put on overdub like the hi-hat. And all that stuff sort of came on at the end. So there was a lot of huge gaps. The biggest memory I have of Sgt. Pepper is I learned to play chess on it.
The Sgt. Pepper album held the number one spot for 15 of the 88 weeks it appeared on the Top 200 album chart. It won 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, and it topped Rolling Stone's definitive list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. To mark the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, the album was re-released last week in numerous configurations. So if you haven't listened to it lately, maybe it's time to pull out a Beatles classic. What do you say?